Hello and welcome to International House of Podcasts.
Stop. Is it the International House of Podcasts?
So you want to hang
I
out?
Can, I could get the old bull and the young steer at the same time.
No, that's great.
Although,
no,
if I had to say, you finished second. You finished second.
What, you think I'm behind you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Dude.
Fuck you guys, dude. My movie make way more money. All right.
I'll be back to bow and arrow. You get this cool-ass bow.
I would ask for a fucking Halo sword, dude.
Hello and welcome to the International House of Podcast. I'm here with Michael and Jason.
Heyo.
What up,
guys? We are switching sides in a podcast way. We are gonna not do the trend thing. We're just not about it. We might circle back to it, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
have no problem doing that.
Overall, it gets difficult. Like,
so boring.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's boring.
The popular trends is what was boring, because we didn't relate to any of that.
Yeah.
And didn't pay attention.
The main thing I didn't like about it was trending things are usually when people die or people get in trouble with the law. And when they get in trouble with the law, it's usually pedophile stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of pedophilia.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking weird.
As you go back in time, though, I think there's going to be less pedophilia.
Right.
You think there's less pedophilia? Well,
I feel like we'd hit exposure.
Well, you know,
there'd be a block there where we just talk about terrorism for a good 4 or 5 years.
Well, it'd be less famous people on pedophilia because you know they have so much clout that they can escape. Anyways, so we're getting away from that, and we're just gonna talk. We might do some would you rathers. We'll do some situations. We'll do drafts and. Jason has a bit.
No, so we were talking about ants. And you, like, so initially the question was, would you rather be a giant, basically, on Earth, or would you rather be small, tiny?
Like Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
So I think unanimously we all decide we would rather be giant.
Yes.
Yes.
We wouldn't want to be the biggest thing on the planet.
No, absolutely not.
I would say let's call it, would you rather be the size of the Hulk in the Avengers? Or would you rather be Ant-Man from the Avengers?
Well, what's the size
not
of
without
the
powers.
In the Avengers? What's the scale of that? Was he like 8 feet tall?
No, he's like 25 feet tall.
Is he?
Yeah.
No.
He's gigantic. He's gigantic.
Dude, over under right now. Over under. What do you got? Dollar.
I'll throw a five spotter on that one.
Five bucks.
I'm betting that he's under. I am under. So I'm betting that he's over 25 feet.
So you think he's
taller
than 25 feet?
Yes. Taking that bet?
I actually like.
I mean, you were just against me.
No,
you were just
against
me a second ago.
Dude, drop it.
You know what?
You said you get five on.
Yeah,
him.
No, I'm gonna. I think he's 20 feet.
20. So that's under 25.
That's under.
Yeah,
I'm over. Because Bruce Banner, the character, is about 5'9", and weighs 128 pounds. But when transformed into the Hulk, the character stands between 7 and 8 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, weighs.
What?
1,400.
Was going to say.
Wait.
Absolutely not.
Go to the first Avengers.
I don't think you know how tall 25 feet is.
In the third. Yeah, maybe I'm a little.
25 feet is massive.
Go to the third Avengers.
What's
he
that,
ends
like
up being
two
tiny.
Stories?
Yeah, it's the size of my house. Yeah, two stories.
In what game?
In the first Avengers.
Endgame? Or not? Oh, which one?
Or just. I don't know what it's
called.
No,
we can't specify.
That was the one I was thinking.
Dude, isn't Thanos bigger than the Hulk? Hulk is small.
Dude, they say 8'5" in Ragnarok.
Really?
Dude, that's all
right. That's when I thought that's the one.
Wow.
So
that's a Chris Farley. All right,
there you got one coming. You got one coming. That's fine. Whatever. I'm just gonna drop it.
Hey, pay him in Canadian.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
loser. We eat your pancakes.
Yeah, here's $4, asshole. All
right, well, fuck you. The Canadian dollar's coming down to the U.S. dollar, so that might be worth something someday.
Bullshit.
It's dropping.
Dude,
like
that shit happened to me when I was in Europe. Dude, it was the euro was like $1.40.
Oof.
Yeah, it was rough. So I spent the one I spent 120 euro at a bar. It's a lot of dinero, bro.
180 bucks.
Oh my
Fuck
god.
That, dude.
But then my buddy was like, "Hey, there's a river right there, right? And there's signs everywhere, and they're in Spanish, you know."
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "What's that say?" And he goes, "If you get caught swimming in the river, they're gonna put you in jail." So Jimmy's like, "Give you 100 euros to jump in the river." Before he said jump in, I already had my fucking clothes off.
Did he give you 100 euros?
He did, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Nice.
He didn't think I was gonna do it.
Nice. And you obviously didn't go to
jail. You didn't go to jail, did you?
Didn't go to jail.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
I'll talk over there.
Yeah, they're all talk.
All right.
I'll
all talk. All right, back peacocking. Back to the story. So, would you rather be 25 feet tall, human, or would you rather be, what, six inches tall?
6 inches, sure.
6 inches?
Yeah.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
How big's Ant-Man?
I don't fucking
know. I'm going to see what ridiculous guess you would say on this
I'll
one.
I'll take an over-under on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Ant-Man's like 4 foot, bro.
I'm going to say, I'll tell you what Ant-Man is.
Well, he's just tall. Without he's a better? Little bit taller than an ant. As when an ant's running in the movie.
So I would say Ant-Man 5 inches.
I'm going to say 1 centimeter.
But some would say it's pretty big. I don't know.
Some
would say it's average.
Wait, you're
some
of
your Tinder dates?
Imperial? You're still using the Imperial system?
Yeah, I flip-flop.
You're not a metric guy?
No, I hate metric system.
Damn, dude. Oh. I'm all about grams. You know me. You. I'm the pothead. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go with, I don't know.
I'll take under 5 inches all day on you.
Oh, yeah, all day under 5 inches.
You can reset. Yo, new line, I'll take the under.
But the Ant-Man can choose how small he wants to get, though. I think he can have sizes.
I can Google how tall is Ant-Man, and I will make the bet based off that.
I'd go an inch. Sure, but first you'll have
to unlock your device. See, dude? She's ready.
I'd go an inch.
1 inch?
Yeah, he's small. Less than an inch, but...
Dude, I want less than an inch.
Yeah, he went less than 5 inches.
Alright.
I don't want to be
in. Dude, let me get less than an inch.
Less than... Alright, you get less than an inch.
I want 1 centimeter.
That's less
What's the conversion? That's less than an inch.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I think he's 1 centimeter.
Okay.
Answer metric, dude.
Okay.
They're extremely efficient.
250 thou.
Okay.
250 thou what?
That's how tall he is. Thousandths of an inch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ant. Man,
I don't know. He can get into the microverse, so you gotta be pretty fucking small getting there.
What is this?
Is it a point with a bunch of zeros?
65 feet. What?
Oh, that's how big he can get. Yeah, he can get really big.
But how small can he get?
Oh my god, there's a conversion chart. Oh, in August. Man. Dude, I can't do
See?
It.
See, this is why I didn't want to get into this. This is relentless.
No, you can keep talking. I can try to find this.
Well, that was your story. You were talking about ants.
Yeah, that was a segue into ants.
Yeah, okay. I understand that that's what it is, but I mean, right. You guys can start talking about ants, and then we can talk to the expert.
So ants are cool. They build the fucking towers.
Aren't they like
in the desert?
10 times stronger? Like,
yep,
they can lift 10 times more their weight.
Something with an elephant. There's something with an elephant. Like one of them can pick up an... No, 10 of them can pick up an elephant?
No, I think
if they
one.
Were scaled up to
if,
a human,
a
they
human,
could
I think
them.
Just
yeah,
one
dude.
Could, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a time in my life when I was observing ants a lot, and I'm like, man, these guys, like, if humans were, like, 25% as efficient as ants, I wonder how much we could accomplish. You know, it's not just, like, a cheesy, like, mission statement to world peace, but, like, they're born... knowing their job, which I'm not going to argue free will and quality of life, but I'm just talking about how purely efficient and intelligent they are. And they're born knowing what their job is. They have a job just like bees. They're born with a purpose. They do that job. And they do it well. I watched them take down a freaking praying mantis, and it was sick. Dude, they freaking bit his head off, carried it back. Next thing you know, the whole squad's in on it. And I'm like, telling everyone around, I'm like, guys, Look at the ground. Like, you gotta look at these things. So we started feeding them cheeseburgers and shit and watching them work. So, you know, like, once we got back, like, hey, you guys want to watch some ant documentaries? Remember how you said ant watch? I'm like, yeah. So we're watching this, and holy shit. Incredible. If they were the size of woodchucks, they would rule the world. Period. Period. They would.
Or they would fucking destroy the world.
Yeah.
They would be apex.
Yeah.
Number one in the food
there
chain.
There would be no world. That's why they're size they
are. Rule the ants.
Wait, what?
Right.
What's your logic in that?
They'd devastate the food. If they were top dog,
they would just annihilate everything.
Yeah, it would just overtake the planet.
Overcolonize.
Do you think an ant...
Just like humans.
Do you think an ant the size of a woodchuck would beat a silverback gorilla?
Yeah.
Because aren't they, like, wicked strong, too?
Dude, we're going to do the grizzly versus the silverback gorilla, and
man,
I don't know. Fight this fight.
Dude, I don't know. A gorilla is pretty strong.
Yeah, dude.
But like an ant, like, all right,
can't
you're
they
saying,
bench like 6,000 pounds or something?
Are you saying stupid. One ant, or are you saying multiple, like the whole
hive? Well, yeah, I guess.
They travel on a
probably,
pack
yeah,
exclusively.
Probably...
Yeah, but let me tell you this, Jay. Do ants, so like when they killed the praying mantis.
Yeah.
Did, like, what? Why did they kill it? Was it the praying mantis trying to get in the hive?
No, they just, like, they hunted it.
Oh, they, why did they
wait, hunt they it? Hunt for sport?
Why did they hunt? The fuck?
Dude, yeah.
I thought we were the only ones that did
it was mantis season, bro.
Oh, shit, they, dude. Yeah, but, dude, all right.
Second
weekend
in August.
Dude, the praying mantis is fucking, it's, like, a really weak bug. Like,
it's not, dude. They,
what are you talking about?
Dude, they fight like, hornets and win.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, good for them.
Dude, they're scrappers, man. Scrappers.
Hmm. I would not have believed that.
No, they are.
Coming from you, you're very respectful of
dude,
knowledge.
Mantis is one of the Furious Five from Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, well, that's true, but that's also a cartoon.
Yeah, but like...
Are pandas really good at fighting?
No, they just get stoned all the time off of eucalyptus and nap. So, I mean, point made, but I mean, tigers are cool.
Right, tigers, yes, I get.
Yeah.
But
what's the other one? There's tigress. There's a rabbit. Is there a rabbit?
Oh, there's a badger.
Wait, what?
Dude,
a werewolf. Or not a werewolf.
Honey badger.
There is a wolf. He's a bad guy.
What do they call a were?
There's a turtle. I guess he's the master. I guess turtles aren't real scrappy. All right, this is folded right up. This is folded right up.
What is the name of that movie? Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, no, fuck that movie.
So I guess...
No way, dude. Kung Fu Panda is awesome.
That is a really good movie.
Dude, love it.
I've seen it, but
both one and two.
I wouldn't say I'd go back to watch it.
The wooshy finger hold.
You just, yeah. I feel like you need to go back and watch
well, I'm
it.
Going, yeah. I'm going to have to. I have a kid. So yeah, we're going to go watch it.
Jack Black. I love Jack Black.
Jack Black's good.
I'm a
big Jack Black fan.
Big fan.
So the ant has the ability to carry between 10 and 50 times their own body weight.
Right.
Just because they can carry something, does that necessarily mean that they're strong?
That's a pretty good sign of strength.
By carrying something?
You have to get it up on top of you somehow.
Yeah, but... How does it correlate? 10, like, if they were, like, a woodchuck. Like,
dude, I'm just saying, dude, their back strength is probably immense.
Well, a big woodchuck is, like, 25 pounds. That's a real big woodchuck.
A 25-pound ant. So you're just, they would take over the world.
They would take over the world. They rule the world because they're so efficient, and they just work a perfect system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went back, and we're like, yeah, let's watch Ant Docs. So we get a case of beer and watch them, and... So the one ant's in the Amazon,
mm-hmm.
when it rains, it floods everything, right?
Yep.
Everything's flooded. Where do ants live? In the ground.
In the ground.
Typically, mm-hmm. right? What do they do?
Climb a tree.
No. Mm-hmm. They all interlock their arms airtight. They make an airtight bubble around the queen, and they rotate back into the ball of ants to get oxygen, and then they serve their time on the outside fighting the water.
Huh.
And they're just constantly rotating, and they protect the queen right in the middle.
In ground.
Floating down the river.
Oh, okay.
According to this article, some ant species do survive in the water by using their own version of the doggy paddle and also called float for long periods of time.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
Okay.
They can survive like that.
It's pretty wild.
And they could hold their breath underwater for long periods of time. But they will also build lifeboats to survive floods. Wow, look at that.
So...
Big knock to ants, though. Ants are slave makers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he said at the beginning, quality of life is not there.
They do enslave
the
their own people. It's called slave raiding.
Oh, my God.
Mm. That's pretty intense. That's pretty intense.
Are like the ants like the Egyptians?
Yeah.
Probably.
Dude, I would...
Because, like...
Romans.
Well, because the Egyptians did amazing things. Like, they were built the pyramid... Well,
What are you doing, man?
I don't know what side we fall on that.
They allegedly built the pyramids.
Yo, I was watching a documentary about the pyramids. The Sphinx, they don't know how old it is. It was before the pyramids. Some old king said that he made it, but then they
king
like... No, I don't know. It was some random guy. And he was a king, but... He made it. Well, he said that he made it, and then they looked back onto it and were like, well, it's way older than that, so obviously you didn't make it.
Dude, imagine getting called out 3 billion years later. That guy was lying.
Dude, what a fucker, dude. He inscribed it in fucking stone on a wall. Like, that's a big lie. That's a committed lie.
Yeah, that took like 470 hours.
That's the hill he chose to die on.
I almost think that he was assassinated. I can't remember what I was watching. That's
probably a common thing back
then. Yeah. I don't know. You don't hear about too many pharaohs being assassinated, whereas Caesars.
Oh, right. Did I call him a king? I'm sorry. Oh. Sorry, Egyptian fellows.
The pharaoh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, ants incredible. It would God, they just have so much intelligence for, I mean, and then you, like, I just learned that about enslaving other colonies. Like, that is crazy.
That's pretty wild. But,
have that
dude,
request.
I don't think they're beating the human, though. Like the thumb is pretty solid.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if humans would ever make it off. It would be a lot, the timeline would be a lot longer for humans to get off the ground and be the top dog if there was ants. I would give you that.
I don't think we'd win, man.
Well,
eventually.
It's too many.
I think ants are also prehistoric. Like, they date back to the dinosaurs. So, I mean, there was a possibility that, you know, the humans were roaming around. There was these huge-ass ants trying to kill them.
Maybe.
Man.
Almost like big spiders.
Could you imagine that?
But do ants have bones? Like, tiny little bones?
They don't have...
Like a calcium bone.
No,
I don't
have,
think
like,
so.
Hard shell. It's just their shell.
They don't have, like, ears. I don't know. I wanted to... See, something in the article says they don't have lungs, but
yeah. So dinosaurs. So when people find dinosaur fossils, that's very rare. Like, it's really hard to find dinosaur fossils because
what?
But even though they were around for so long, like, I always thought like dinosaur fossils were fucking like everywhere. Like, people were digging them up all the time.
They find them all the time.
They do. They find one bone all the time. Like, they'll find like a single bone. And be like, it's old, but we don't know it's two.
You're talking specifically a dinosaur bone.
Just dinosaurs, because the way to fossilize bone is very, very hard. Like, you need super strict circumstances to get a fossilized bone.
Oh, I see.
So, they only have one complete T-Rex skeleton in the world, and they say there's an estimate of 2 billion T-Rexes roamed over however long they lived.
Holy shit.
And we've only ever found one complete set. Like, that's how hard they are to find. And that's only one brand of dinosaur. So, ants. Yeah,
ants.
Pretty dope.
Friggin' insane.
All right, I got one here.
What do you got?
Top 3 celebrities you would put in your action movie if you were making one.
Ooh.
How about we all... Let's do this draft style.
Okay, draft style.
Ooh.
Like,
okay.
We can flip for first, and then we'll go through.
Okay, let's fake flip. I don't want to go first.
All right, you what? Go. I'm going
to
go first.
I have to go first?
Great, yeah. You win.
So, top 3, actor, or are we talking about character, or are we talking the actor?
The actor's, like, the real name of the actor. To play 3 main characters in the movie.
Oh, okay. Number 1, easy. Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that's a good one.
Keanu
it's
Reeves.
It's good.
It's fucking good.
It's good. Me, Mark Wahlberg, dude.
Mark Wahlberg?
What? Yeah, dude. Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark and the boys?
Dude,
yeah, man.
A number 2 overall, and you're going to pick Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, I'll take Mark Wahlberg.
From Ted?
Yeah.
Mark, what is he going to do, dude?
God.
Just flex muscles?
Shooter is fucking
right.
Awesome.
Shooter's
movie.
Good. Shooter's
that's
good.
What I'm saying, dude. I
that.
Think a shooter is like one of my top favorite.
Yeah, but like his
movies.
Credibility in like anything else.
Yeah, doesn't matter, dude. You're talking.
You're Marky Moon.
What about
Marky
when he's in the, like the other guys and he's like dancing around?
Yeah, let me do some bicep curls. All
right, fine.
He's
no,
that's
your choice.
That's
your
fucking
choice. That's your choice.
We're just going to beat the shit out of you over
I don't care. I'll die on this hill. I don't care.
Fuck, dude.
He seems like a cool
Mark
guy.
Mark Wahlberg.
You gotta film a whole movie with him, too, so you gotta deal with him.
Dude, I mean, you guys...
You're just in it for the Rolex,
dude.
Dude. Fuck
oh,
me.
That's a sick Rolex, though.
That's why he's in
that's
there.
A sick
that's
Rolex.
Why
I want
him.
One, too, you know? All right, guys, you guys fucked up hard, dude. Right now, as of today...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock fucking Johnson.
I was gonna say Dwayne... I was gonna say The Rock. I was.
The Rock's not bad.
Dude.
It's not bad.
Dude, he's in everything, dude. And he's fucking huge. He was WWE. I don't... Maybe he's in WWF. I don't even know. But, dude, he was a fucking man. I've watched a lot of his movies. I'm not a big fan of the Jumanji movies, but he's good. I will say he is too over the place, though. He's really in your, like, he's in everything right now.
Yeah.
Him and Kevin Hart. Everything.
Yeah, true.
I guess I didn't
Michael?
Pay attention.
No, Snake's back, dude.
All right. Yeah.
You get 2 picks.
Oh, I get 2?
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
You,
yeah.
Dude. All right. Fuck. I didn't really put any thought into any of this, but,
obviously, because you played Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I did think of that. Jason Statham?
All right. The mechanic.
Yeah, no, that's fine, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good one. I
what's the one where he has to, like, harvest all the organs back from people that don't pay their debts? You guys seen that movie? Like, if you have a failing kidney, you can go to this company.
No.
They'll give you a kidney. But it's, like, on an insane pay scale. Like, you go broke getting the kidney.
Oh, yeah, I have seen
that. So then they have him and another guy. They go in to get the kidney back when you can't make the payments, which they are. They know that you're not going to be able to make the payments, like right out of the gate.
Right.
Yeah. At the end of the movie, there's a solid twist if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. You say action movie. We're talking like shooter movies.
Whatever
it's,
you want.
It's any
whatever
action
you
movie.
Want,
dude, it could be anything. It could be a fucking. They could be on a. They could be on a trip to a different planet. They could be in the medieval times.
This dude's about to pick Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
I don't know. Your
he's
first
just,
one.
Dude, he's just throwing you off right now, dude. He's,
you
he's
picked
faking
Mark
you out,
Wahlberg
dude.
As your first pick.
Dude, the shooter's like dude, the first action movie that came to mind. I fucking love
Shooter. Yeah, that's one movie.
I don't care.
He's
right, no.
probably
going to
pick like Jonah Hill next.
Quite
Jonah Hill was in 21st Jump Street.
What's the other
21
name?
Jump Street?
Yeah, 21st. I mean, that's how you
Channing
say it.
Channing Tatum.
Yum.
Oh man, I lost mine.
I did too. I'm stalling.
I gotta start thinking of my next one.
Really hard because
I had
a
really
good one
too.
You know, next time we're gonna do
Ryan
this
Reynolds, dude.
Oh,
all fucking day,
dude. Oh, I fucked up, dude.
Ryan Reynolds, all.
He's
fucking
also
day.
In your face everywhere right now.
Oh yeah, he is.
Ashley switched to Mint Mobile.
What?
She got the Mint
yeah,
Mobile.
Yeah, his fucking.
Yeah,
cell
dude,
phone
it's
thing?
Good.
Is it?
Yeah, $30 a month.
Is it fucking Mint, dude?
It's fucking Mint.
You gotta bring your own phone, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. Well, yeah.
I've heard a track phone. Yeah.
Yep. It's the same. Yeah, but yeah, it's exactly. It's essentially that. Who's your carrier?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm AT&T, man.
Why?
Yeah, boy.
I get a discount through the union.
Okay. Anyways, so, you picked Ryan Reynolds, and who's your first pick?
Mark fucking Wahlberg,
right.
Dude.
Yeah, it just doesn't sit right, you know. That's fine.
Dude, you're gonna get dragged down here, dude. All the.
Yo,
Mark,
I'm not
all
saying
the...
he's bad, but all right. The movies that come to mind when I think of Mark Wahlberg is Pain and Gain, where he plays a stupid guy that's just jacked.
Yeah, but he's freaked out that movie.
Yeah, he is. No, he's fucking
dude,
jacked,
he's,
dude.
He's fucking swole, man.
Ted comes to mind. Both
hilarious.
Of them.
Great movie,
it
right?
is hilarious. He's not an action right? star. And the other guys.
The other guys. The fighter.
The other guys. Come on. Great action movie.
It's a cop.
Aim for the bushes?
Yeah. Which was The Rock.
Why would you slow roast a dog's asshole and feed it to your husband?
Michael?
You look homeless.
Oh, dude, I forgot it. I have a third option, but I don't want to go to it.
Well, I mean, you have to pick them both right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you got
to
go back.
Oh, okay.
To back.
All right, I'll go back
to
back.
You're fucked, dude.
But, you're snaking right now.
Liam Neeson.
Good. It's good. He's old, but it's good. I like it.
Yeah. You have the Takens,
he's
Star Wars.
50, 65. He's 65. Just looked it up the other day.
I got a
unknown.
Couple. I got a couple.
So what'd you say? Okay, so Liam Neeson. Who's your first
Keanu
pick?
Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Dude, that's going to be a good fucking movie.
And third, dude, give me a little attitude. Give me Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, my God.
That team's stacked. I don't know. I mean, it's fine. He's past his prime. He was Mace Windu. So
wait,
I mean,
are
sorry.
We...
just
Pulp
three.
Fiction?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. He's just literally murking dudes.
Oh, I guess. He was in the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
That was good.
Are we doing, like, just now?
Yeah,
oh,
we,
I thought
wait,
I didn't know
we
what
we're
doing
to...
now. I thought we were doing all time.
Yeah, no, it's all time.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
like,
clearly, because he's
so are you picking
Mark Wahlberg.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, if it's, like, my favorite action
no,
actor,
it's just
he's
who,
not my
who
favorite.
You, no, it's just who you would put in your action movie that you would make today.
Yeah, those three. Right
okay.
There.
Like, I didn't know
give
I was going for, like, a theme.
I'll do an Expendables thing.
Dude, you want them all to be pretty, you know, collabable.
Right, so I'm going for an action comedy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right, I get
like,
you.
Yeah, because he's got Mark Wahlberg in it. That's the comedy.
Dude, all I know is you're up against the pollsters on our Twitter about this. So.
Okay.
Which we forgot the name of the Twitter, so
we'll put it
we got to figure out how to plug that.
Yeah.
It's International House of Podcast, but I don't know what the handle is.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't,
it's
they
not
don't need
gonna
that.
Be IHOP. Can't have it.
So, Mikey, yours are...
Keanu Reeves, Liam Neeson, and
Samuel
Jackson.
Jesus Christ.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I was going to pick, like, Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Big Clint Eastwood fan.
You're picking now, then.
But, right. But if
I would have won Claude Van Damme.
If I'm going to pick for this movie, who'd be another good fit? I kind of want to say
Will Ferrell.
No, I can't do that.
He was in The Other Guys, too.
Oh, dude. I know what it's going to be. I know it's going to be. Danny McBride, dude.
Oh, my God. Dude, it is action comedy, which will work for him.
Dude,
yes.
That's, that would be fucking
hilarious. Who's fighting in this movie? Like, come Mark on, Wahlberg? Just rolling.
I guess Mark Wahlberg's going to beat up. Who was the other guy?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds? Yeah, I guess they could see them punching each other in the face and laughing about it.
Dude, that'd be a hilarious movie. Come on.
Danny McBride's the antagonist, I take it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Always, yeah. Always.
Obviously.
He's just, like, shooting at him while they're fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what? Can I pick Vin Diesel?
Just do a bald guy.
No,
whoever you want, dude. Yeah,
can I? No, but I want to pick a guy that's
Paul Walker
from a specific movie. That's what I want to pick.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Right. Pick him.
I'm gonna pick a guy from a specific movie, and his name is Brendan Fraser. Dude, man does his own stunts, dude.
Since when?
I don't know. Back in the day. The Mummy?
Yeah, The Mummy. George of the Jungle.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I should have picked Indiana Jones. Fuck.
Dude, yeah. Harrison Ford. He was on my list before I decided to turn it into a comedy.
Dude, I'm fucked.
He was gonna be my number two.
Yeah, you guys blew.
Dude, I just lost so much cred. Dude, the next one of these we do, I'm coming in with a fucking list. I can't do this off the hip, dude. Bad.
No, that's
although
great. No,
if
I
had to say you
finished
second, you finished second.
What, you think I'm behind you?
Oh yeah, 100%. Dude.
Fuck you guys, dude. My movie make way more money. All right. Here we go. Here's the poll. Whose action movie do you think would do the best
in box office?
In the box office, Mikey's.
Keanu Reeves, Liam Neeson, and Samuel L. Jackson.
Jason's. Yes. Wahlberg and Reynolds. Okay. Sorry. And Danny McBride. That is a fucking classic right
there. Yeah, I can't shit on him. I fizzled out pretty hard too.
I mean, he does shoot.
What do you mean you fizzled out
with Brendan
hard?
Fraser? With Brendan Fraser.
I'll let you change.
No, fuck no, dude.
Come on,
dude, this is out, dude. I thought about that pretty hard.
Yo, I would have taken Ben Affleck over Brendan Fraser. He was Batman,
dude,
and
Gerard
he was the accountant.
That's true.
And
come on, Gerard Butler?
Fuck, dude.
I would have taken Matt Damon over.
No, I don't like Matt Damon. He's not an action guy to me.
Yeah, he is.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, Jason Bourne? No. All right, I've never seen Jason Bourne.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
So anyways. Mine, Brad.
He's doing that fight in Goodwill Hunting.
That's true. It was a good punch. He punched that cop. So mine, as Brad, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Statham, and Brendan Fraser.
I hate that.
Dude, it's going to be a good movie. I can see, like, so the main character would be The Rock, and then he becomes partners with Jason Statham. And they have to hunt down Brendan Fraser, and he's like a Riddler almost.
I would put him as the Penguin.
The Penguin?
No, I want Brendan Fraser from The Mummy. All right, not the new one. That's what I said.
You want jacked Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Not blob?
I just want relevant Brendan.
Gotcha.
What are you doing with your life?
So, all right, here's our situation. You can either go to the past the way it was, 100%. Or you can go to the future and change one thing about it. And you can go to any time. Any time in the future, any time in the past. Which one are you choosing?
What do you do in the past?
So you can just go to a time in the past. If you want to go to 1950.
Oh, and just hang out?
Well, you live from there then on. It's a one-way ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the future and change one thing?
Yep. Anything.
Or live in the past.
Or live in the past the way it was. But then you live the rest of your time out.
I could change anything in the future.
One thing.
One thing.
Once you get there.
One thing when you get to the future will be the way that you want it.
Because
you don't know anything else about the future.
Okay.
It's all unknowns.
I thought you said you get to change one thing in the past.
Nope. You go to the past the way it was. Or you can go to the future and change one thing.
Who would want to go to the past, though?
No, you said you were right. Someone said about killing baby Hitler.
Yeah, he wanted to kill. You're not changed. That's no. You can do whatever
you
want.
Go
in the past.
There, but you so you have the knowledge of the future.
Oh,
right.
So that's why you said if I wanted to go to in the past to kill baby Hitler, you'd be like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
But also, it's baby Hitler. So
right. No. Yeah. I misread that. I was like, oh, you're trying to kill Hitler when he's in charge of all the armies.
Yeah,
like,
dude. But he's got mountains of security.
Get him before that.
And
before
I look
that.
Like how I look. Yeah, I'm just gonna roll in there and just.
So you're telling me you're gonna go back in the future and you're gonna find an innocent kid and just kill him.
No, he's going to toss his mom a plan B. For fuck's sake.
So you're going to bring one plan B back with you?
No, you know what I'm going to do?
Here, this is cocaine.
I'm going to bang his mom and ooh, then raise him right. Oh. I'm going to be a real responsible dad and just treat him, use the golden rule, basically. Just.
So he's going to come out brown.
I mean, I don't
so
know.
Then he can't.
That might be a flip of a coin.
I don't know if he was. I don't. Did
he had brown hair. Like, I don't know. I feel like everything else would be easy.
Yeah. I was also thinking. I heard a story about Hitler that he was drowning in a lake or something, and a priest came up and saved him, or, like, resuscitated him.
Yeah, there were. I think there's a couple things like that. There were a couple times where potentially he mm-hmm. could have died. Mm-hmm. He was a sick child.
Yep.
World War One. There was supposedly at one point where he almost got shot at. Mm-hmm. Someone else
yep.
took the shot.
Yep.
Kinda.
Yep. So you could go to any of those scenarios and just, you know, fix that if you want it. So that's your choice. Like, I don't know.
No,
it's up to you.
No, I'm going
to
keep it real simple for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go probably, how old am I, 30? I'm going to go 20 years in the future
ooh,
and change what kind of house I have.
The fuck?
And make a nice really house. Get like a mansion or something. Because I can't see myself living in a mansion 20
what
years.
What a selfish piece of shit, dude.
After all the Hitler talk, I decided, let's just keep it simple. I get right. one wish, essentially, when I go into
right.
the future.
Right.
I want like a mansion.
You want a mansion?
Who's going to clean? Wish for maids.
Because I feel like if I go too far in the future, I won't know what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm be like, I don't know what's right, it's wrong. I don't know what's up, it's down.
Uh-huh.
If I go in the past, there's just too much in the past. Like, when am I going to go back to the 90s and listen to Nirvana and then be like, wow, it was the greatest concert I've ever seen and then have to live
ooh,
through it all?
Ooh.
But are you really going to go back in the past to hear one band?
But, just, I mean, you could go back in the past and, you know, kind of play the cards your way. You know, invest in Apple early and become rich. I mean, you have
so
all the
you
knowledge.
So you go back with your knowledge?
Yeah.
Yeah, we said that. With your knowledge
with
the
your
future.
Knowledge, you go to the past.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Oh, then, yeah. Send me back to, like, 1990. Here it is, 1990.
Okay.
I go to Seattle.
Oh, you would have traveled there.
Listen to Nirvana. I play four future bets that this team, the Buffalo Bills, lose four Super Bowls in a row.
Who's going to take that bet, though? Like, is Vegas really going to take that bet?
Yeah, Vegas is going to be like, wow, this is a psychopath. Like,
they're never going to cash you on that bet. They're going to fucking murk you. They're going to be like, that's bullshit.
Really?
Probably, dude.
Also,
Bill Clinton
is in charge at this point, so it could possibly happen. It could just knock me out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm going to do the 20 years in the mansion.
Wow. That's insane. That's out card. I would have never... That never even crossed my mind.
I love it, though. I mean
it's
yeah, no,
simple.
No, you're right. The baby Hitler things, that's too difficult.
No, it's, you know...
I have it in me to kill a baby? No,
yeah.
I don't.
But you're only going 20 years,
you're
so, like...
killing one baby to save a lot of people.
His mom's probably not that even that hot to
So hear me out. You're going to go 20 years in the future. Everybody you know is just going to be 20 years older.
Yeah, and not have a mansion.
Right. Okay, yeah, you'll have the mansion, all right? Cool. But, like, you'll be 30, and then you're going to want... Are you still going to want to hang out with me when I'm 50?
Yeah, dude.
And you're 30?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be doing the same thing.
No, dude.
Are you kidding me? I feel
I mean,
like...
I guess.
No, you'll be hitting your renaissance because your child will be of
true.
Age.
Oh, you're...
And I can hang out with your kid.
Oh.
I can double down. Best of both worlds.
Double
dude,
dipping,
okay.
Man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You're dipping in company
yeah,
ink. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to hang
out. I could get the old bull and the young steer at the same time.
All right. It's not bad. All right. You caught me with that.
Your son will probably be ready at drinking age.
All right. No. You caught me with the 20-year thing. All right. You didn't catch me with a house. That's silly. Jason?
Damn, man.
You had time to think about this?
That's a tough act. I've been into this.
Yeah.
Listening to him. Man.
Past or future, man. What are pick your poison. How long?
Oh, man.
What would you do?
I'm ready to go be a messiah or something and prevent a natural disaster. I mean, which one would you pick?
I'd just stay in my lane.
I know
what I'm about.
You know, avoid, like, what, the one most heinous one
mm-hmm.
and then try to prevent it, but...
Right. There's always... There's endless heinous crimes.
Exactly.
I feel like that could create a ripple effect of something
right,
even worse.
Right, and then what happens when you do change it? Like, you just don't know.
I don't know, man. Like,
if you're changing something that drastic, like, things are going to change. Mm-hmm. The world's going to be a different place.
What if we just, like, went back and gave cavemen, like, sniper rifles? Like,
well, they'd run out of ammo.
No, I don't know.
It'd be really cool, like, for about, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just, like, baby jumping would be cool, but, like, realistically, how far are we away from being, like, actually futuristic? Like, when you think 40 years, you think Jetsons. Well, that's what they thought in, whatever, 1970.
Mm-hmm.
So, how far ahead do you decide to jump before you're like, I want to see some space shit? Like, I'm mm-hmm. about space shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love space shit.
Yeah.
I want to drive a freaking, you know, Star Wars stuff and hover freaking rocket pod things. I'm about that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see where we could go, but what number do you pick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, like, all that would be cool, but say you do that, you go 150 years, 200 years in the future, and like a thing. Is it still, like, only accessible to, like, rich people? Am I still poor?
Right, yeah. That's a good point. Like, Idiocracy? Like, you just, like, land in and there's, like, people doing, like, trial by combat with monster trucks that have dildos attached to them?
The fuck you touching your mic for?
It's, like, falling. It was falling on me.
Yeah, you're letting the power go to your head. Yeah, that's the problem with you.
I don't want the power, all right? I'll hand the power over right fucking now.
Wasn't that a Rick and Morty episode, though?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was. Who was that guy with, he had, like, he had that mask on, but he had, like,
Yeah, when they build the miniverse, and his car battery is a miniverse.
Yeah.
That makes electric for his fucking charger, that charges his iPhone.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, so, basically, the predicament I'm in is I would love to go see space shit,
mm-hmm.
see where society takes us.
But you could end up in Idiocracy land, where civilization went downhill.
Or collapsed. Yeah, you could go too far.
Yeah.
Right. But you get to change one thing in the future.
Right.
That's
why
you guys aren't seeing it.
I thought I saw the full distance.
I get that, but I kind of, like, double back in on Mikey's because, like, I don't want to leave my family behind, you know, like. I'd still like to advance and then live a little bit longer, like, with the times with my kids, but
this is hypothetical.
Like, if I don't have kids at all,
yeah,
I'm going to the future. Send me 200 years.
What's it?
What are you changing?
I don't know. Try to, like, adapt.
I guess instead of change, adapt to one thing. Yeah,
like,
I guess instead of change, it should be, what would you want to have when you get there? Like, just 100% you're guaranteed to have this.
Oh, well, yeah, the mansion.
Right, yeah, you want a house 20 years in the future.
Right. I would say protection, but, like, they could just put you in a prison, and you're protected there. Ish. Back to the prison talk again, but, I never even gave my number for that. Did I? Did I even say?
I think it got lost.
Oh, that got lost. Never mind.
Yeah.
Fuck. Anyway.
That was a hot take, dude. That sucks.
Damn.
Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to hear about our how much money you would subscribe or how much money you would.
Wait, how much money would it take you to spend 60 days in prison?
Yes.
Right. Mikey,
subscribe to Patreon.
$750,000. Bradley, $75,000. Jason,
I'll ask you. That's, I love the logic.
It's honest. It's
I'll
an honest answer.
It. Yeah, we're on a similar path when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyways. 200 years in the future, and you're taking what with you? Or having waiting for you when you get there?
It's got to be my Creedmoor.
I don't know what I'm walking into, but I need fucking firepower.
It might not even be relevant. It might be like walking into like a musket nowadays.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna ask for
spaceship
weapons to match the grade of weapons.
Okay.
Like, give me a comparable, like,
set up to defend yourself.
Give me like the 50 BMG of like futuristic. Like, give me the super rifle plasma.
But
cannon.
Also, like I said, 200 years in the future, civilization could collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Could be back to bow and arrow.
What am I thinking?
You get this cool ass bow.
I would ask for a fucking halo sword, dude.
I was thinking
those
lightsaber.
Are so
when you were talking about like super weapons, I was like,
dude,
why not? Like a lightsaber's pretty solid.
Yeah. No, a lightsaber would be good.
I'd
want Jedi powers.
I don't want the Force.
Yeah. Ooh. I was thinking, like, I want to go to the future. To past, it happened, leave it, fuck it. It's already over. But the future, Like, would I take that leap and hope that it's going to be, like, still a civil, like, a livable world? I think it would be.
Like, would you do 1,000 years?
Ooh, I wouldn't jump that far. Fuck, that's scary.
Man.
That's, so, you know.
Like, I feel like, you know how, like, 1,000 years in the past you can't, you probably
right.
wouldn't be able to comprehend? Like,
you wouldn't
be
able to talk to anybody.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely pay, I would definitely keep it, I would say under 100 years for sure. Because, like, if you jump 100 years, everybody you know is gone. It's 100% a new world.
Right, well, that's why I kind of, like, danced around the question.
Not necessarily.
Like you said hypothetical.
Right.
Like, what if you don't have a family, you
right.
don't know anybody?
It's exactly.
Like,
so that's...
Your son could still be alive.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't see him.
Wouldn't want to meet him.
I wouldn't seek him out.
And if he had 1 year of training, he could live to be 100.
Right.
102 weeks.
So all I'm saying is at 100 years, like...
If only I went to college.
It's a brand new world at 100 years... The same way as the brand new world at 200 years. Because, like, 100 years, everybody's... It's 100% different.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But you would still be more relevant, like, what he was talking about. Like, everything's still relevant. And, like, you're not too far behind. Because, like, when you show up, you're already behind at the times. You're an old fucking... You have
yeah,
old
you
knowledge.
Gotta learn that.
Yeah. And then...
But you said if you go in the future, you remain the same age?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would be...
That's kind of cool.
I'd have to walk in at the 30-year-old trying to pick up in a new... But anyways...
Well, that's easier to do than like a 80-year-old.
Right. No, yeah, I'm not arguing. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying. So I would, and then, you know, in 200 years, they could come up with a new fucking, I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
And like,
can we just like hypothetically that you could like communicate? Like you're
yeah,
just going
to
no,
be dropped. Yeah, I would assume that, yeah.
I mean, that's an unfair thing.
Okay. I would say if Time Machine was on limp, was allowed, I would take the Time Machine. But I think that's kind of weak.
Yeah,
that's a cop out.
Yeah.
It's a cop out. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with the equivalent amount of money to be rich in the future, just be well off.
And how far are you going in the future?
100 years. Going 100 years, and I want to be set to where I don't have to worry about like food and stuff.
Yeah, that's like a way more like realistic answer than a gun.
Yeah, one gun to rule them all.
Yeah. Like I would just get like. Swatted.
No, it's,
well, you had a lightsaber.
It's one weapon comparable to the weapons at the time.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have weapons, so here's a rock.
No,
we actually did away with weapons 200 years ago.
We throw sand in people's faces.
Pocket sand.
Damn.
Who would win in a fight? Pain and Gain, Mark Wahlberg, versus American Sniper Bradley Cooper.
Oh yeah, and we decided on Pain and Gain.
Mm,
yeah, because he's more of a scrapper.
We got into an argument about like, well, yeah, he's from Boston, grew up fighting, blah blah.
Right.
But
Bradley
then
Cooper's
we found out Bradley
Philly.
Philly.
And
yeah.
then we decided that Bradley Cooper's 6'1", Mark Wahlberg's 5'8".
It's kind of the reach, man. It's all about reach. And if Barstool Sports is listening, get this on the next Rough and Rowdy. Set it up. Sell it out. If you build it, they will come.
Yo, talking about Mark Wahlberg.
I would pay.
What?
Thunder Buddies.
Oh, my God.
We
just
had a crack of thunder here at the podcast studio. Fucking shook the barn like crazy.
Holy crap.
People forget Ted, one of his most notorious action movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep.
Since this is the
real hot one, taking it over one.
But honestly, so Mark, we are all in agreement still that Mark Wahlberg would fucking wreck Bradley Cooper. He wouldn't wreck him.
I'm on team Brad Cooper.
You're on Brad Cooper.
I think I'm gonna take Mark Wahlberg for once, just because I think he like actually knows how to fight.
I think so too. Dude.
I don't think Bradley Cooper knows how to fight. Like he probably knows how to scrap.
Mm-hmm.
But like when it came down to
I don't know. I think Brad Cooper's more of a little like looks the part.
He looks
not big. The part.
Yeah.
Dude,
Mark Wahlberg has a strong core, I'm guessing.
He does.
So, and core is what you need to fight.
Yeah.
You know what
good
else
legs.
You need?
Reach.
Reach. Mm-hmm. And a strong uppercut.
All right. Brad Cooper, he's 5 inches taller than him. So, and that equivalates, is it 5 inches of extra reach? Or is it 2.5 inches? It's really not that much further.
Depends on how long your arms are, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe fucking Mark Wahlberg has... like really long monkey arms,
like
brother.
My brother.
Yeah, like your brother.
Oh my god, he's Neanderthal, man.
Go like below his knees.
You know how you do like the like I'm taller than him by quite a bit, and he's like, all right, wingspan.
Yeah.
And his hands are like he's got like a whole hand on me. I'm like you're a Neanderthal.
Yeah. So Bradley, Jason,
Bradley Cooper,
Michael, and guy. Myself, Mark Bradley, Wahlberg. Are on Mark. Team Marky Mark. Mark, and the boys.
There's a good argument to be made, but I'm telling you, Dave Portnoy, if you're listening,
please, please make it happen.
Make this happen. I'm rough and rowdy.
We love your rough and rowdy stuff.
Love it.
I would participate 5 years ago. I don't know. Honestly, with
just
enough.
Give him a year. Give him 1 year.
I was just trying to say, give him 1 year.
If you would convince my wife to let me fight, I would do it.
Call her right now.
What if you had to fight someone like basically you?
Well, no, they would
from
pick,
like
yeah, no, they
Kentucky
would,
or something.
Yeah,
like
they would.
That.
That's what they do. They pick somebody like you.
What if it was Mark Wahlberg?
Fuck no, dude.
Yeah, he'd probably smoke it. But oh, you're 6'1".
Would you rather fight Mark Wahlberg or Bradley Cooper?
Ooh.
In those movie, in that exact same scenario.
You know what? I'd give me Mark Wahlberg. Just
end it quick.
I want to take him on. I just want to get one good shot at him, because he's not. I don't hate the guy personally, but you guys have made me despise him in this podcast episode.
Honestly, I'm taking Cooper because, like, again, I still think, like, I don't know if he's that like an actual fighter. I just don't see it.
I feel like one punch from Bradley Cooper would be disastrous.
When he was filming American Sniper, he literally was probably doing Navy SEAL training shit so that he could play.
But does that make you a fighter though?
It does. If you go through a fighting thing to learn how to act, and you're like doing the fighting scenes and shit, like
he's not. He doesn't. He doesn't fight. When once in American Sniper does he fight though?
So he's always yoking people.
Yo,
up.
In the beginning of the
season, he's shooting people.
No,
he's not like physically fighting people.
The first 10 minutes of the
who
thing.
Is little brother?
No, he was he's riding.
Oh,
steers.
When he's on the playground when he beats that kid up.
He was riding steers in a rodeo. And then he comes home and his wife's cheating on him.
Oh,
kicks
yeah.
that guy out.
Yeah, dude, that dude was scrawny as shit.
Yeah, but the wife's like, don't beat him up. You're always beating him up. Or he's
don't
like,
kill him.
Yeah, he's just,
so he's just another drunk redneck.
Yeah, no, he's a drunk redneck that can fucking fight and like take fucking steers down to the ground.
Like our old boss.
Yeah, fucking that guy. That guy spent time in jail, too. He spent 30 days.
It's a hard dude.
Who's that?
Our old boss.
Oh, really?
Dave. He, that guy, he was a redneck. 100% redneck.
What did he go to jail for?
Long
I think, would he steal a car or something? Or he stole four-wheelers?
Oh, I think he stole a car.
Yeah?
I don't know.
He would always be like, yeah, we used to steal them and ride them around for a while, but we would always take them back.
Just run them dry in the parking lot. All
right. That was our pod. Thanks for listening. Hope everybody had a good time. Jason, did you have a good time? Michael, you have a good time?
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, nothing special.
You could find something better to do on a fucking rainy Friday night.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I love rainy night. I love rain night. I love rain night. All right. Well, that was the pod. Peace.
I'm going to go lift weights.